Feelings practice. The still quiet place is a great place to rest, especially when we have powerful feelings like anger, sadness, joy, fear, jealousy, excitement, longing, and loneliness. This practice was created to support you in having your feelings without your feelings having you. Now, you might ask, what does having my feelings mean? It means being aware of or knowing what you are feeling without trying to change your feelings. It's not about trying to make your feelings smaller or pretending that everything is fine. And it's not making your feelings bigger and getting more upset. And what does without my feelings having me mean? It means noticing the feelings without having them control your behavior and having you do something you wish you didn't. So let's begin in our usual way by sitting or lying down in a comfortable position and finding the breath in the belly. Feeling the expansion of the in-breath, the stillness, the release of the out-breath, and the stillness. When you are ready, notice how you're feeling right now. It may be helpful to name the feeling. Some feelings have pretty ordinary names, like angry, happy, or confused. Other feelings have more unusual names, like stormy, bubbly, fiery, or empty. After you name the feeling, see if you can just feel the feeling in your body. Sometimes feelings can be big and powerful, other times they can be small and shy. Sometimes we can have more than one feeling. Do your best just to breathe and notice the feeling or feelings that are here now. If you find yourself confused by any of the instructions, it's fine to just breathe and feel your feeling. See if you can feel where the feeling lives in your body. Is it a warmth in your chest, an ache in your head, a tightness in your throat, or an upset in your stomach? Do your best just to experience the feeling as it is, without trying to change it in any way. Notice how the feeling feels in your body. Does it feel cool or warm? Light or heavy? Is it big or small? Is it moving or still? breathing and noticing. Now imagine that the feeling has a color. What color is it? Is it bright green, dark purple, pale blue? Maybe it's a mixture of colors, or clear. However it is fine. Now listen and see if the feeling has a sound, a way of expressing itself, yelling or whining, laughing or whispering. And if it doesn't have a sound, that's fine too. Now, kindly ask the feeling what it wants from you and listen very carefully to its response. Usually, feelings want something fairly simple, like time or space or attention. Sometimes they want to express themselves by banging a drum, talking to someone, drawing, punching a pillow, yelling, or dancing. See if you are able to give the feeling what it wants, and if not, at least let it know that you understand. When you are ready, return your attention to the breath. As this session comes to a close, remember that you can have any feeling without it having you, simply by meeting it in the still, quiet place.